Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about organizing and decluttering your wardrobe. The average woman will spend 287 days rifling through her wardrobe. Learn tips to reduce your time as we continue our month focusing on spring cleaning.
Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., hear easy to implement tips on decluttering all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie is passionate about supporting people in clearing clutter so they can share their gifts with the world and live a more joyful and fulfilling life.
According to a study by clothes giant Madelyn, women will spend almost 1 year of their lives, 287 days to be exact, deciding what to wear. The average woman spends 16 minutes every weekday morning deciding what to wear and around 14 minutes on a Saturday or Sunday morning. If you haven't given your closet a good decluttering and organizing, now is a great time. What you wear impacts how you feel about yourself. Wouldn't you like to feel amazing every time you walk out the door? Winter clothes. As winter has recently ended for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, take some steps to declutter and organize your winter wardrobe. Here are some tips when changing out your winter clothes. If you didn't wear it once this winter, consider letting it go. Don't forget your shoes, boots, hats, and coats when doing this. Try on things. Separate what needs tailoring and donate or give away what no longer fits. Protect out-of-season clothes from dust, heat, humidity, moss, and bugs by making sure they are properly stored in chests, bags, containers, etc. Regularly clean around the baseboards, under furniture, inside closets, and around heating vents. Clean your clothing before storing. Dry cleaning and washing in hot water kills pests in all stages. Save yourself time and effort by choosing containers that are large enough so clothes do not become wrinkled. For cedar chests, cedar lumber loses oils. After 3 years, they're useless. To ward off bugs, set pheromone traps or use cotton balls soaked in lavender and citrus oil. You need to update those every 3 months. I do not have enough clothes to need separate storage as I keep everything in one closet. I had a friend who used essential oils to kill ants, and she said it was the first time that the ants didn't come back. So I encourage you to check out essential oils. Label by size, age, and season for kids' clothes. Be careful. Strong moth repellents such as camphor may be harmful to humans and pets. Simplify your wardrobe. I don't want to be spending almost a year rifling through my closet, so I have simplified my wardrobe and continue to do so. Here are some tips to get you started. Figure out your style, colors, shapes, and build from there. If you don't want to hire a consultant, Google is your friend. You can find tips to help you figure out your colors and what clothes styles look good on you. Create clothes that easily combine and can be worn in many combinations. I have simplified my wardrobe by having my more creative side be expressed through my jewelry and accessories. Shop your girlfriend's closet or consignment shop for special occasions instead of buying a new dress for each event. Don't buy new clothes every season. Wear what works for you. Jeggings were a trend that I didn't even touch. I knew I would look horrible in them, so I never purchased any. When you find what looks good on you and you can feel it, that shows. People will consider that stylish no matter what the latest trend is. Take care of what you own and it will last longer. I would also encourage you to invest in good pieces and look for quality, not quantity. Things that are made well will last. Cheap items will last a season if you're lucky. The older I've gotten, the more I've simplified my wardrobe. Lots of leopard print and purple because I love both and feel great in them. I recently learned that a capsule wardrobe is a collection of a few essential items of clothing that don't go out of fashion, such as skirts, trousers, and coats, which can then be augmented with seasonal pieces. You can find lots of suggestions on the internet to help you create a capsule wardrobe.
Are you looking for information on how to get organized and reduce clutter? Have you wanted to hire a professional organizer, but it's not in your budget? Do you just need some quick professional advice on clutter or organization? Our clutter-free living classes and how to organize your life office hours support you in becoming free, moving forward, and achieving success. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Organizing your closet. What I have found that is most important in organizing a closet when working with clients is doing what makes the most sense to them and what they are most likely to maintain. Does it make sense to you to organize by color, item, season, occasion, professional and personal? Whatever makes sense to you is how you should organize your clothes. Within each group, you can organize further if you like, such as sleeveless, short sleeve, long sleeve for tops. Organizing tips. Here are some other organizing tips for your clothes. Turn all of your hangers backward. When you wear something, flip it the right way. Release all clothes on backwards hangers at the end of the season. Have lots of shoes? Put a picture of shoes on the container so at a glance you know which shoes are in the container. My mother does this and absolutely loves it. Use twist ties to help you distinguish different colors such as navy, brown, and black. I once had a client tell me that the previous professional organizer she had hired showed up with one brown shoe and one black. She immediately lost confidence in her ability and didn't hire her back. So what you wear can make a difference. Try to use wooden hangers. They support better than wire. Slim hangers can also save a lot of space. I learned recently that huggable hangers are the biggest seller ever at QVC. This was the woman who did the miracle mop. While I'm not a fan of maybes, if you're really struggling, create a maybe box. Date it. If you don't wear it during the season, commit to donating the box at the end of the season. Store clothes and shoes that you wear the most with an easy reach. Clothes need to breathe. Never store clothes in plastic bags as they might become discolored. Making your clothes last. Taking good care of your clothes can go a long way saving you money and time. Don't forget to read labels. Here are a few care instructions for common fabrics. For cotton, remove from the dryer promptly to reduce wrinkling. Most acrylic knits retain their shape best if they're reshaped and dried flat. A steam iron is best for linens. Silk should be hand washed. And for cotton blends, dry on permanent press, low cycle, and remove immediately to reduce wrinkling. Use a steam iron. Here are a few tips for dealing with stains. If it needs to be dry clean, blot off the excess and take to the cleaners as soon as possible. Blood, soak in cold water, pre-treat with a product with enzymes such as Bis or Oxy. For chocolate, pre-treat in warm water and use a product with enzymes. For crayon, first scrape off with a dull knife. Then place the area between paper towels and a warm iron. Replace paper towels as the crayon is absorbed. Grass, pre-treat and use the hottest water that the fabric can tolerate. Ink, use a sponge with denatured alcohol. Perspiration, ammonia or white vinegar, the hottest water and an enzyme pre-treatment. Urine, vomit, mucus or feces, an enzyme pre-treatment and the hottest water the fabric can tolerate. Blot rather than rub to treat stains. And finally, don't wash pesticide-soiled clothes with other laundry. Takeaways from today's podcast. Simplifying your wardrobe can not only save you time and money, but ensure you feel great in everything you wear. Organize your clothes how it makes the most sense to you, by color, occasion, item, season, personal or professional. Ask yourself what will be easiest for you to maintain. Learn how to best care for each clothes item and how to treat different stains. Some tender loving care can help your clothes last longer. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Thanks for listening to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 clutter-free living tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's services, including coaching, classes, affirmations, aromatherapy, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course and more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.